This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight right here as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across the country as well as around the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes to all of our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. Let's not forget, everybody working on the Third Watch right now, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing, or where you're doing it. Thanks for keeping America moving along. And you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, also on Parler, the Captain's America, also on Twitter, at Captain's America, and check out the website for the show, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take advantage of the things we have over there. Okay, joining us right now, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Now, probably one of the most significant things that happened over the weekend was Sidney Powell and an interview she gave, which absolutely blew the barn doors wide open on all this stuff pertaining to Dominion and other stuff that the president is going to be challenging. So what's going on here?
It was a couple of days ago that Rudy Giuliani sent out a tweet, and it said, "Did you know a foreign company, Dominion, was counting our votes in Michigan, Arizona, Georgia, and other states?" But it was a front for Smartmatic, who was really doing the computing. Look up Smartmatic and tweet me what you think. It will all come out. Now, Smartmatic... this is kind of an interesting thing here. I don't even know where to necessarily begin because this has got a lot of moving parts for the sake of your listeners. And we're in very dangerous territory. But I happened to see where at one point I got the document, although I haven't read the whole thing, it kind of doesn't matter, but when Georgia, and maybe among other states, but Georgia was the first one I looked at, put out a request for information to companies for voting systems because they were buying a new one.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Smartmatic was one that responded. Now, Smartmatic has actually been used in some other countries. So when Sidney Powell alluded to places like Venezuela, there's reason to, you know, kind of pay some attention because we know how those votes were changed in Venezuela. So Sidney Powell, and if any of your listeners did not see it, I would suggest that they watch her interview with Maria Bartiromo yesterday. I hope Sidney Powell's got the goods. She says she does. She says she never says anything that she can't prove. But it in small summary, she is working to nullify the election. Now think about that for a second, because I don't know what the I can't find the term that was used, and I can't remember what it was. But it's kind of like if you have, if you're forced to nullify one state, then you, I think I got this right. You may have to nullify the election.
Mm-hmm.
If that is the case, and the election is in fact nullified, are you aware of the next procedure, Matt, and where we go from there?
Congress.
You go to the House of Representatives, and the House of Representatives, Nancy Pelosi, would in fact be the interim president until there is the official vote in the House.
Mm-hmm.
But that vote's an interesting vote, ladies and gentlemen, because it is a vote that is designed where each state gets one vote.
Yep.
Now, the question is, and I don't, I maybe one of some of your listeners know more than I do, but who in the state gets, or for that state gets the vote? From what I can tell, each state forms a delegation.
Mm-hmm.
And the delegation decides who they would vote for as the president. And I think that vote is then tendered to the House of Representatives.
Mm-hmm.
Who in the House of Representatives, I don't know. And so that's where it gets a little shady for me. I do not know how that is done. Do they, you know, the states create a delegation and then they pick, you know, a representative in the House,
mm-hmm.
You know, to tender that vote? I don't know. So then the question becomes, the Republicans are in the minority in the House, but the Republicans are in the majority of the states,
mm-hmm.
Which is an interesting situation.
28 states controlled by Republicans, yep.
So then it comes down to, can we rely on all of the state delegations? What's particularly interesting is yesterday.
All right, hold that thought. Hold that thought, because here comes a break. Hold that thought. We don't want to miss any of this. And, folks, Denise will continue to explain the procedure. I knew about the Congress, and we told you about that. And when somebody said earlier, well, they got the votes. The Democrats have the votes. They got 200 to set up. Nope, nope, nope. That's not the deal. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You sure are. In this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, my conversation with Denise Simon, brought to you by our friends at Balance of Nature. Now, balanceofnature.com, the website, is where you can go. And you can get all sorts of wellness items there because they have a lot of different products to offer you. And if you go to balanceofnature.com, use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. It will save you 35% on whatever you order. Now, you can also call them at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach. And what I use there that works for me are the Balance of Nature fruits and veggie capsules. Now, it gives you more than what you need in your daily requirement of fruits and vegetables. And it also helps you out because nobody eats the right kind of foods all the time. And this is a great way to get your nutrients. So, balanceofnature.com. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. Save 35% on your order over there, or give them a call at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach. Okay, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Now, you were talking about...
Yeah, so yesterday I saw a post quickly by, kind of in passing, by Alan Dershowitz. And I'm going to paraphrase... But it was the Trump legal team was looking at pursuing the path maybe as a stopgap or as an alternative or another possibility of going to the House of Representatives for this vote. So that tells you that they're actively looking at all avenues here based on maybe even the election being nullified. I think, and I don't know this, so your listeners are going to have to help me, if one state nullifies, then they're all nullified. But I do not know that to be fact. Some, you know, I've had five or six people that are smarter than me tell me that, but I question everything. You know me, I don't believe anything until I can make it fact.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried to look that up yesterday to see if I could get it right, and I couldn't. I found all kinds of things talking, you know, reading around that, but not on that specific thing.
All right.
So we're in a little bit of trouble here. We are in a frontier, a legal frontier. We are in a place that we have not been. Now, we have to necessarily consider connections and how did this all come about. Well, I happen to find, interestingly enough, a 2018 Stacey Abrams manifesto for Georgia. Now, remember, she lost the governor's race in Georgia.
Uh-huh.
But it's almost as though she was kind of put in charge for where do we go now?
Uh-huh.
And the push to make Georgia blue. And it was pretty fascinating. So I have some friends that are actually going to Georgia to help those two Senate races, and mm-hmm. I passed the document on to them because there are certain counties that Stacey Abrams targeted in on.
Yeah.
Furthermore, she listed 15 states. And so I said, oh, 15 states, huh? Well, let's see if those 15 states mm-hmm. are inside the 28 states mm-hmm. that, in fact, have dominion. Into the answer is some of them are.
Okay.
Which include, you ready for this? Georgia, Nevada, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Arizona,
sure.
Wisconsin.
Sure.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm trying to do is kind of pack the evidence, but I want the right evidence. So this is a Stacey Abrams document done in 2018. So did they have enough time in 2 years to pull off this election coup, which it has the makings of? And
right.
Obviously the answer to that is yes.
Yep.
Now, Sidney Powell also made the assertion that for 4 hours on election night, everything stopped. And I've said that 15 times on your show.
It happened. It did happen. I watched it. Yep.
Mm-hmm. As soon as Florida was called,
mm-hmm.
everything stopped.
Yep.
Well, 4 hours would give people an awful lot of time to begin to manipulate other states.
Yep.
Now, I'm not saying that they did. I'm just saying whatever case Sidney Powell is making, along with other lawyers, by the way,
mm-hmm.
Not just her, it's pretty easy to make the case. Now, we have this cat by the name of Peter Nettinger.
Yep.
Peter Nettinger was the administrator of the Transportation Safety Board from 2015 up until 2017, at which time he resigned because he wasn't necessarily supposed to, given the protocols, when Trump became president. But Nettinger apparently is also on the board
mm-hmm.
of Dominion. And on top of that, he has, as of earlier last week, he became a volunteer for the Joe Biden Presidential Transition Agency Review Team.
Yep. Yep.
And he is there with all things related to Joe Biden's Department of Homeland Security.
Mm-hmm.
So when we talk about deep state, Captain, I don't think we have even figured out how deep the state is.
Well, I got one more, then I'm going to go to the phone line because we got our favorite question taker on the phone with somebody else. But here we go. The FEC chairman, Trey Trainer, said that reports of fraud in some battleground states are credible. Otherwise, they would be allowing the poll observers to go in, referring to the reports of some polling areas refusing to allow GOP advisors to check on the process. Now, let's go to Bag M and Bob. Okay, what's on your mind? You got a question, I hope?
Yep, sure do, Captain.
Go for it.
This MAGA rally that they had up there, it doesn't look like we can even rely on any democratically run area police department.
No.
I think they could have a quick reaction force of some sort because people were getting harassed and stuff like that. Just can't rely on the Democratic Police Department. And the second thing is, that software, that Dominion software, according to that lady on the TV, that was almost like a video game. They could just drag and drop, set whatever values they want, and it was the one that was used to rig the Venezuela election.
Yeah.
All right, that's it, Captain.
Okay, well, just to throw some more fuel onto the fire, the Georgia voting system was actually online, live, on the Internet for how many hours?
You asking me?
Yeah. For how many hours?
I had no idea.
It was about 2 hours. It was live on the Internet, online. Anybody could have gone in there.
Well, here's the fascinating thing. Dominion was forbidden in the state of Texas.
Yeah.
When Texas was going to buy a system, Texas got cyber people together, election people together, you know, several, you know, I would say subject matter experts put together a team to evaluate Dominion.
Mm-hmm.
And collectively they all said no.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the reasons was it was easily hackable.
Mm-hmm.
That, I mean, and several other things. So the question then becomes, and I've been very worried about Governor Kemp here. Something is very wrong with this Governor Kemp fellow.
Blackmail.
Well, his chief of staff happened to be, and his name is, I don't know if it matters, but his chief of staff, Jared Thomas,
mm-hmm.
Well, he happened to be a Dominion lobbyist.
Yeah.
Another Dominion lobbyist, Barry Herron, was the vice president of Diebold Election Systems, the company that originally sold Georgia its electronic voting machines in
mm-hmm.
2002.
Mm-hmm.
And the Secretary of State, Brad Raffensperger, said Dominion's voting system will protect Georgia voters. Well, obviously, that statement right there flies in the face of what the state of Texas had decided.
And by the way, the state of Texas turned down a system called Premier Systems, which is owned by who?
I don't know.
Dominion. They turned down Dominion, and they also turned down Premier, which was the backup system, and they didn't tell them they were owned by Dominion. Texas had to find out about it. I have that story.
Well,
it's on Newsmax.
So it appears that Smartmatic, we got the Dominion piece, but we also have the Smartmatic piece. And apparently the Smartmatic piece is used as a tabulation system.
All right, we got to go. We'll talk to you tomorrow, same time. Caller, hold the line. I'll be right to you. And Denise Simon, everybody, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. You can't make this stuff up. I'm telling you, unfreaking believable. Be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
At least 35 states now have some form of mask mandate in effect as coronavirus cases continue to rise across the U.S. More than 150,000 new cases were reported on Sunday, bringing the total number of infections since the pandemic began to over 11 million. Admiral Brett Garrar is a member of the White House Coronavirus Task Force and tells ABC's This Week that a face covering is the simplest way to protect yourself.
The science is clear. The evidence is overwhelming. Whether you want to look at microbiological data or you want to look at epidemiology, city by city, state by state, country by country, that masks do work. They're highly protective against you spreading it to someone else. And we also know that it provides you protection from getting it from someone else. It's not just a little microbe. It's the droplets which the microbes hitch a ride on.
UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson is self-isolating after coming into close contact with someone who's later tested positive for coronavirus. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeed it is. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy with two locations to serve you. And remember, it's all about becoming an aviation maintenance tech, a tremendous job with a tremendous career pattern ahead of you, and you can make a whole bunch of money. Here's more.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has got two locations to serve you. They have one in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside Boston. And they have another one, which is in Clearwater, Florida, right here in my backyard, Tampa Bay, Florida. So check them out online, naa.edu. But more importantly, take a tour of whichever facility is closest to you. Take a tour, find out what it's all about,
get to talk to the students, get to see the classrooms, get to see what it is you'll be involved in. And you can do that by giving them a call at 800-659-2080. The number again, 800-659-2080. All right, and joining us on the phone line right now, we've got Woody Schiffman. He's with the Vietnam Brotherhood, and they have an event coming up for Vietnam veterans, to honor Vietnam veterans. Tell us about it, Woody.
Hey, good morning, Kip. Okay, it's starting tomorrow. This is Welcome Home Vietnam Veterans 2020. It's Welcome Home Vietnam Veterans Week, culminating with a meet with concert on Saturday. But this morning, roll call begins Monday, November 16th, 8 a.m. And throughout the Vietnam War in Gave Home, 40 relatives will spend 5 days reading aloud each of the 58,318 names inscribed to find the wall. 65 hours, that's how long it's going to take. And it's going to be down in Punta Gorda at the Southwest Florida Memorial Wall. And on Saturday, that's when the concert's going to be. And it's going to start off at the ballpark. Is going to open up at 11 o'clock, and that's where the concert's taking place. That's at the Charlotte Sports Complex at 2300 Elk Hill Road in Port Charlotte. Tickets are free for veterans. And $20 for non-veterans and $25 by the ticket on the day of the event. And we're going to start off with a parade at 9 o'clock. The parade sold up, so we don't have any room for any more parade volunteer. But we are having a man see the colors at 1 o'clock at the ballpark. At 2 o'clock, the concert starts. And at 5:30 is when the Greenwood comes on. And he's on from 5:30 to 6:45, then the fireworks display. So it's going to be a great Welcome Home Vietnam Vets day. With the Massing Day Color is going to be at 1 o'clock. And then we're going to have the last patrol from Clearwater coming down to perform also. So it's free, and you can go to www.welcomehomevietnamvets2020.org. To register to get a ticket. Like I say, it's free for veterans. It doesn't matter when you're in, and it's free for military also. It doesn't matter when you're in, you didn't have to be in Vietnam or anything. Mm-hmm. Any veteran is eligible to get a ticket.
Okay. So, I thank you very much, Woody. And one more time on the website and the phone number.
Okay. We don't have a phone number. Just at the website. The phone number information is on the website. So it's www.welcomehomevietnamveterans2020.org.
Okay. Thank you very much, Woody. Sure. I appreciate it, and good luck to you. And if I could come down there, I would, but I can't. Unfortunately, I got another commitment that day. So take care, my friend. Take care, my friend.
Well,
all right. All right. Semper Fi.
Kind of makes sense.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Okay. Thank you. All right, and that's our friend Woody. He's with the Vietnam Brotherhood down there in Sarasota. Now, we got a bad guy. We got a really bad guy with the help of the Israeli agents. We killed Al-Qaeda's number two accused in the U.S. embassy attacks. Remember when we had the murder of U.S. nationals outside the United States, a conspiracy to murder U.S. nationals outside the United States with the attack on a federal facility resulting in death, conspiracy to kill U.S. nationals, to murder, to destroy buildings, property of the United States, destroy the murder of the National Defense Utilities of the United States. Now, this happened when in 1998, the American embassies in Nairobi, Kenya, and Dar es Salaam, Tanzania, were bombed. Now, in the attacks, 224 people died, hundreds were wounded, and the attacks were attributed to Al-Qaeda's second-highest member, Abu Muhammad al-Masri. Now, surveillance and intelligence officials have confirmed that al-Masri was killed in Iran some 3 months ago. Now, Abdul Ahmad Abdullah, who went by the alias Abdul Muhammad al-Masri, was gunned down on Tehran's streets by two assassins on a motorcycle on August the 7th, the anniversary of the embassy attacks. He was killed along with his daughter Miriam, who was the widow of Osama bin Laden's son, Hamza bin Laden. Got a really bad guy. And where was he being held? Or, I mean, where was he staying? Iran. You don't think Iran's got connections to the bad guys? There you go. There's one right there. By the way, the outgoing ambassador to Syria, Jim Jeffrey, who is giving advice to President to the incoming future president, if that's what happens, Joe Biden, said we were always playing a shell game. He admitted to the fact that they were hiding U.S. troop numbers in Syria, so we couldn't get a real mix on the numbers. Well, isn't that something? Apparently, this guy was part of the deep state because he is going to be giving advice to Joe Biden's camp. So, Joe Biden, by the way, is giving a lot of credence and making a lot of different people anticipate they're going to get some sort of position in his administration. So we'll see how that all works out. By the way, did you know that Joe Biden's team was actually reaching out to former Defense Secretary James Mattis about helping him with the transition at the Pentagon and possibly serving in a new administration? Well, yeah. You might see General Mattis back in some sort of capacity, back in a Biden administration, if that's what happens. Just telling you. Be careful what you wish for, folks. And President Trump signed an order banning people in the United States from investing in a batch of Chinese companies that the White House says holds ties to China's military. Obviously, that's something that the Biden camp has already said they're going to get rid of when they get in there. They're going to issue executive orders and get rid of that. And Eric brought up an interesting point about Madam Nancy, if she were to be the president, interim president, that she'd issue a whole bunch of executive orders and this, that, and the other. Well, subject to court challenge, my friend, subject to court challenge. An interim president that's only sitting there holding the title temporarily can't do much of anything. They better be real careful what they do. So we'll see what happens. And again, that's contingent to the rule in the House that gives each state one vote. Now, there are 28 Republican states controlled by Republicans, governors, and legislatures, and there are 22 Democrats. And Denise wasn't sure how that worked. Well, I got a little bit of information on the interim from our Republican attorney friend, Amanda, and she told me that it's majority rules. However, the legislature in the state is how the vote is attributed as to who gets the vote. For example, the Republicans control 28 states and the state house too. They will get control of the vote. All right. For their state, that is. All right. We're coming back. Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, will be with us. I got to congratulate him because he's going to tell you about what his son did yesterday. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from three times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to three times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Oh, yeah. This portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, brought to you by our very good friends over at the Auto Glass America Company. Now, let me tell you something. There's gold waiting in that darn windshield of yours, because if you give it an inspection today, if it's chipped or cracked, you'll get $100 dropped right in the palm of your hand when you get your windshield replaced by Auto Glass America. They'll handle your windshield needs, give you a lifetime warranty for the car, the truck, or the van that you're driving. Florida Comprehensive Insurance is required, and from Fort Myers to Orlando to Gainesville, Tampa, Sarasota, and all the way down to Port Charlotte, too, and other surrounding areas, Auto Glass America will come to your home or office, process your insurance, give you a premium quality windshield, and put $100 back in your palm of your hand when you tell them me, the Captain Matt Bruce, sent you. All you got to do is call them at 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS for Auto Glass America. Don't forget to tell them Captain Matt Bruce sent you. That gets you that $100 put right in the palm of your hand. And I know Chris Markowski is going to go out there and take a hammer and bust his windshield if he can get that, huh?
All right, sure.
By the way, congratulations to you. I saw a little piece of information in the Facebook pages about your son getting a full scholarship to, was it Providence?
Yeah, he committed to Providence. I'm very, very excited about it. They love the program and the coach, and he's all fired up. So yeah, it was a nice week. He signed his national letter of intent last week. So I got one down. I got two more to go.
Well, Providence is a great school. The problem is it's in Rhode Island, and just don't wave the American flag when you go there.
No. Not where Providence is located. You see, there's your pockets there. You got your really, like, Newport is absolutely beautiful. Even the city itself, it's got its very, very, it's a very Italian neighborhood. And you go there, and there's nothing but Italian flags and American flags hanging from them everywhere. So, yeah, you're going to get your little pockets of some left-wing lunatics, and that's more around Brown University, which is in Providence, too. But not Providence. Providence is one of the most conservative Catholic schools I've ever seen. I absolutely loved it.
Okay, well, I sure hope so, because the state of Rhode Island is not, and they definitely are anything but. They're socialist to the upteenth degree, and I've heard that from many, many people that live in Rhode Island. But anyway, let's get going here. What would you say if I told you, gee, if I just threw one word out there, three words, Dominion voting system, what would that mean to you?
It's perplexing that, you know, we live in the United States of America with all of this technology that we have, and we've got systems that like this that are just, it makes no sense. They don't work. It blows my mind. And we've been doing this crap for over 200 years. I'm calling it crap. Of voting, but we can't figure this out. We've got to have machines that don't work, that are having all of these issues. I mean, how difficult is it to have a machine where you put your vote in there, it can record you, it can record your signature, and guess what? Give you a receipt when you walk out the door. And then you can prove, you know, if there was any question or whatever it may be, that you'd be able to prove that your vote is your vote. I don't understand how this is so difficult.
Well, none of us understand how it could be so difficult, so you're not the Lone Ranger on that one. But the fact of the matter is that this system started, there's 25 states that currently use this particular system. And of the 25 states, they're mostly Democrat. Texas was going to go with this system, and then they said, no, we're not going to do it, which was good for them, because then they came back, the Dominion people, with a different name and said, well, we have the Premier system that you can use. Well, Premier is owned by Dominion. The same results would have been there, so consequently, we can't do that either. But all that being said, fact of the matter is, we have got the mess that we've got. Now what do we do?
I don't question. Know. I don't know. It's a great question. I have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how. I mean, this is something, quite honestly, that, again, you know, being someone like Donald Trump, probably something that we should have handled immediately as he got elected to try to, you know, basically clean this up. Because now, guess what? You lose faith. And I talked about this in terms of just our banking system or our money, for example. We keep printing money here in this country, but people still believe in the dollar, and that's why our system works. If we go back to 2008 into 2009 with the financial crisis, the main reason behind the TARP program and that injection of capital was to get people to believe in the system again. If not, then what happens? People go to the bank, they pull their money out, and there's a run on the banks. If people are not going to believe in our system in regards to their vote actually matters, and it's just a corrupt third world type system now, that is problematic. And this is where I've talked about a few on this program about election impropriety and cheating. There needs to be severe consequences for people's actions if you're cheating or if you're voting twice or whatever it may be, because again, it's almost like you're attacking the heart and soul of the country in of itself, and we don't have that.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, what are we going to do there, Coach?
Well, again, I would most certainly start making election fraud and laws a lot more stringent. I think that they want to have a national, you know, some of these people want to have a national mask mandate or all this other stuff. You know, why can't we have a system of voting machines that work? around the country that are tied in with one another, that can tabulate this, that can be checked a myriad of times over, where people actually have to show a receipt. For crying out loud, I mean, the IRS can track you down when it comes to your taxes. Can they not? I mean, it's amazing to me that we can't figure this out when it comes to voting.
Yeah, and that's we're definitely up to what we're talking about here with this Dominion system and these other systems that are there. You know, it's not just about one system anymore. It's about what they did with what they had and how we got to this point. And what are we going to do about it?
Listen, I for the life of me, I mean, you know, you go to vote, you know, here in New York, you don't even have to show ID. I sort of told them where I lived. You know, everybody has a Social Security number. You know, you go in, you give your Social Security number. Once that Social Security number is used, that's it. You know, if the Social Security number is somebody that's dead and they're putting that in the system, well, guess what? Guess what? That vote doesn't count. And you go to jail for cheating. And it's just that simple. I mean, I don't understand. You need that number to open up a bank account or do a myriad of other things. We have systems in place where we can make this fair. We can make this work, but we don't.
Let me throw something out there. When the FEC chairman, Trey Trainer, says reports of fraud in some battleground states are credible, otherwise they would allow the poll observers to go in, referring to the reports of some of the polling areas refusing to allow GOP observers to check in the process on Election Day and the days afterwards. Good point, right?
Well, yeah, again, the more the merrier. Why would you care? I mean, you know, if you're running something fair and equitable, fine. You know, take a look, do whatever you want. You know, it's like, you know, when I get reviews by the Securities and Exchange Commission. Hey, take a look at everything that we do. I want you to. Again, well, you know, we're squeaky clean. I said, why not make it as easy as possible to make sure that it's fair and equitable? And again, it's good for the country because then people have greater faith in the system.
Well, yeah, because we know that in the 25 states that use the Dominion system software, we know that some 434,889 people had their votes switched. And we know that 2.7 million people lost their votes.
You know, it should almost be, you know, if your vote is switched, it's almost like they can have a system set up where you put your vote in, where I can go back and I can check today how I voted.
Oh, you can. In this state, you can. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it'll go back and make sure to say, hey, you know what, this should be all on the computer. This is how I voted.
Yep.
Oh, they changed it. I need to, you know, something needs to, you know, to be done about this. There's no reason why that can't be done. It's not that difficult.
I agree. And, again, I guess it depends on the state you're in and the governor you got, right?
I guess so.
Yeah. So we're still going to be talking about this. And, by the way, if this election goes into the Congress, which it very well might, what happens there? What's the first thing that happens?
Oh, I mean, if it goes to Congress, it goes to Pelosi.
No. Well, Pelosi becomes the interim president until they vote. One vote per state. 50 votes, 50 states. That's it. I'll get into that more with you tomorrow. You might want to check on that one. All right. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com, his website. Go over there, check it out. When I come back, Frank Salvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website. Wait till you hear what we got in online there.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.